Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, the Houston Fishing Show is back, and we'll be hosting the 48th annual event March 1st through the 5th. Everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels and lures, factory reps, guides from Alaska to South America, kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday with giveaways. If you love to fish or just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 48th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more information. Let's do it right now. Right now. 713-780-3776. Fourth caller. 713-780-3776. We're not waiting. We're not waiting to give them away. Right now. 713. We got two tickets to give away if you want to go to the fishing show. But use them, okay? If you're going to go, make sure that you use them. 713-780-3776. Fourth caller. Going to get them. All right, so it looks like the Warner Brothers Discovery is saying that they're going, the regional sports networks, the games, apparently not a great business. Losing millions and millions of dollars, and it's not only Warner Brothers Discovery. It is more than that. It is other regional sports networks that are getting their.
It's like four different teams.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Just in general.
In general, the regional sports network game.
They're
is
all
not,
subscription based.
Yeah, and it's just not what you would hope for. I've been reading up on. Did you see that the Pac-12 is going to a lot of streaming games this year?
Yeah, this is the changes. The changes are substantial that are beginning to happen in terms of how people are having to rethink how they consume TV. Let me put it this way. If DirecTV no longer has, like I've been using DirecTV since 1998 or 97, I think. If DirecTV no longer has the Sunday ticket and no longer has my local teams, although they are still going to, I think they're still going to have it actually. And I'll tell you why in a second. But if they didn't have my local teams, I don't know why I don't watch network television anymore. There's no shows I like anymore. Yeah. NBC's. I watch live sports.
You can't trust streaming, though. I mean, I can't.
You just have to have a good internet.
Yeah.
You have to have a good internet if you have streaming because everything revolves around. You know, that's the one thing is when there's weather issues, you say, okay, well, satellite dish, and that's true. But if your internet goes out, you can still watch your shows on satellite. Cable, it's not a problem at all. Yeah, with cable, you do. With satellite, I didn't have to.
Yes.
But, you know, you had the rain stuff you had to fade for a little bit. But I'll tell you, but here's the thing, John. So the concern is that with all these subscription-based stuff, so Warner Brothers basically, so what happened was when they bought in, they did not have a deal. They did not do the deal with AT&T. They bought into that deal, but they had a chance to get out of the deal. And now, right now, they said, okay, we're getting out of this deal. This is a money loser for us. And Warner Brothers said, if the teams don't take back, so basically the teams can take back their rights for no payment. They're not going to give them any money. You can take back your rights. We're not going to, you know, we're not asking for money back. You can take back your rights. We're not giving you any money. But if you don't, we're going to file for bankruptcy, liquidate, and you're going to get nothing. You're going to have you're not going to get anything from us. We're not going to give you. We're not going to honor this. We'll just liquefy and liquidate everything. So what's going to happen? Ben DuBose had a really good article on this. Apparently, what's going to happen is the rights are going to be offered back to the teams, and now the teams will have to run their own broadcasts on their own channels, but they'll be responsible for selling everything.
Yeah.
Like now, it's going to be their broadcast, and they don't get money for it. So now they're going to lose out on that revenue.
But they get all the revenue, the commercial revenue.
So for a team like the Astros, okay, good.
Yeah.
Right? The Astros should be able to sell all their revenue. If the Rockets were good, they'd be able to package. You got to do it. If you want the Astros, you got to buy the Rockets too, which is what they'll probably do. But other markets probably are going to really struggle because
Pittsburgh's going to struggle.
Now your advertising is a major, major part because you don't have subscriptions anymore. They keep going down and down and down.
Yep. So the Texans took their radio in-house, like you just were talking about. And they took their radio in-house. They've got the big national deal with CBS. That is unbelievable how much money they make. But what you have to do now is you have to pay all the employees, all the people, as opposed to what the Rockets and the Astros are doing is they have on their TV deal that with this is they get the rights fees. Now Warner Brothers and Discovery have to pay the announcers, but they get all of the revenues that come in on the broadcasts. So, but that's not nearly enough, and that's why they're going bankrupt, is because with all the subscriptions that are going by the wayside, all of the cable,
all of the satellite,
it's all gone. It's gone a lot because people are going to streaming, are going to Hulu's and whatnot for their streaming, and they're not getting those rights anymore. They're not getting those monthly subscriptions anymore. So now the Astros take it in-house. It's a big undertaking. You can't put this together in a month. You cannot put this together in a month.
You don't have a lot of time.
It's in 1 month.
You got a month.
So they've got to find somebody else out there, NBC Sports, whatever. There's all kinds of regional sports networks that are going on around the country. This is only 10 teams that are affected by this. Only 10 teams.
AT&T. And they've just let AT&T keep the name on. It hasn't been AT&T's, I guess. Since Warner Brothers came in, it's AT&T Sportsnet, but that's actually not AT&T's even right now.
So this is going to be – they'll probably – especially the Astros should be in okay shape because the Astros do actually sell. People watch the Astros. People will – the Rockets – now, the Rockets have a half a year – they've got 4 or 5 months because – this season's already over, as far as they're concerned.
Right.
They're going to get paid till the end of March. It ain't like they're going to the postseason. It ain't like the postseason matters for the regional sports networks anyway. But the Rockets are just fine. The Rockets will find somebody in 4 or 5 months to take them on. But it is probably more than likely going to be a lot less than this contract is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This one combined for the two teams, the Astros and the Rockets, is $121 million. That's what they're getting paid.
No wonder they couldn't do
that. Yeah, no.
ESPN has fired so many people over the last 5 or 6 years. Oh, I guess it's really, the last 4 or 5 years. Whittled down. It's because ESPN paid so many rights, had paid so much money for all these game rights and with subscriptions. And they're like, okay, we're fine. We have subscriptions. It'll keep going up. Then when it started going down, when tech turned into streaming, they knew it was inevitable that it was going to completely tank. And that's why when you watch ESPN now, it's kind of hard to believe. It's the same. Oh, look, Lamar Jackson's future with Ravens remains uncertain. Oh. This is the sixth consecutive day they've had the same topic.
It's way more than that. This has been weeks.
It's at least. And earlier they had is Bryce Young too small? It's the same topics. So we watch the same shows, but now you'll notice Kendrick Perkins is on a ton of shows, right? You see Ryan Clark on a ton of shows. All of the shows are argument shows. They're just the same TV shows. And ESPN, for example, has gone to lowest common denominator programming. What is the most basic stuff we can do that people who are sitting at home will keep on watching? And they look for the ratings, and they want to see what the ratings look like on TV. So ESPN, who has been a great producer of content, I am almost embarrassed for them now because they know we just have to play this game now where we're literally playing to, let's face it, our least sophisticated audience possible. And we can't deviate. They're too afraid to deviate because they think they'll lose viewership because they have to keep playing towards the cable subscribers. Who are the cable subscribers? We have to keep doing that. So your programming gets dumber. It gets more simple because they can't afford to. I mean, if they're going to buy live programming, and guess what, advertisers, they're only buying live sports programming.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. You have to keep paying rights fees if you're these big companies like ESPN or whatever. But you notice NBC got out of it. It's like, we just can't. It's just too expensive for us to keep doing Sunday Night Football. It's just too expensive for us. We're not getting enough for it. You remember when NBC used to be all the AFC games. We used to AFC games where NBC and CBS had NFC games. And that's the way it was. And now it's Fox.
That goes back to the 60s when NBC had the AFL.
Yeah.
And CBS had the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And
it was historically, it came up the same. Now it's all over the place. Now it's literally.
Well, this is what we're watching, though. But you got to now check, is this game on Amazon? Is it on ESPN? Is it on an ABC, NFL Network, CBS, Fox? That's right now what you're having to look through to find an NFL. That's an NFL game. So this is where we are now. A la carte programming has turned it into there's some cable, there's some streaming, there's some. And it's made it hard, and it's hard because when it was centralized, it was easy. And this is the unfortunate part, John. People don't realize this. They want everything for free. Like, there's a group, the younger people say, I'm just going to use your password. The less money that these people make, it's the less programming they can offer. The more people get fired. And at some point, it's going to affect the product where they're going to say, hey, Rockets, we're seeing it right now in regional. This is one of the first times we're seeing it. Hey, Rockets, Astros, we can't pay you like you were getting paid before.
Right.
We can't do this anymore. At some point, is this going to impact the NBA? Is it going to impact? Because football will be the last one to get impacted. Baseball will probably, I think, be first. And it'll first start on the regional level. But at some point, with everyone sharing passwords and you're not getting true revenue for streaming subscriptions, you're thinking, okay, well, we don't get subscribers, but we get streaming revenue. Well, you already see Netflix. Have you seen this already? Netflix is basically saying, okay, if you are not on the same Wi-Fi, the same IP address coming up, you're not going to be able to use it.
Right.
You're not going to be able to use it.
Absolutely. And not only that, well, I told you, listen, I can't listen to Astros games anymore. I don't have AM radio. And Ford is all their new vehicles, they're not including AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
I have no way to listen to Astros games when I'm driving and I can't watch it. I've got to figure out, I guess I've got to, here's what I got to do, is I got to get XM Sirius, and I got to get an MLB package, and I've got to buy Astros, I guess. I don't know how that is going to work, but because they're cutting back, I don't know what it saves Ford to not put AM radio into their vehicles now, but it kind of sucks. I mean, I don't mind not listening to it. Ford's argument is, there's nothing on it, nobody's listening to AM radio anymore. I would agree with that, but unfortunately for me, I want to hear my Astros games. That's the only thing I want AM radio for. And now I got to get XM. I got to buy a Sirius radio just to get that. Woe is me. Woe is me. Hey, Julian told us that he was an Uber driver and he had to drop somebody off at a crack house. Let's hear
this should be a new thing that we do. Like, okay, after news of the weird, if we say, okay, that's Gold Star, we want to hear. Call back in the next hour,
right?
Because we want to actually hear the story. This is what I want to hear. As long as he doesn't say "Bang Bang Niner Game."
Okay, Julian, don't say "Bang Bang Niner Game."
No, you're safe. I'm not going to say it, brother. So I do Uber, obviously, and I go to Berry Road to pick her up, and she comes out, and I'm looking, and I can't really get a good look at her, but when she gets into the vehicle, it looks like picture Dennis Rodman, but a woman size, right? And she's fumbling through her purse the whole time, whispering and talking to herself like, I hope I got enough. I don't even know. You know what? I go over there enough. So finally we get there, and she's like, no, baby, pull up. This lady right here gets very upset if you park in front of her car, baby. You got to pull up. And I was hoping it was that house, because that house was fairly nice house, like nothing to have to worry about. The next one had about 7 cars there. Some were working, some weren't. And so she gets out. Dude comes up to me. Hey, homie, Go ahead and bust a U-turn, dog. Go ahead and bust a B-I-T-C-A to, you know, a U-turn. I'm going to go around the block once. I'm like, cool. So I do that.
None of this sounds good. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
So, but the thing is, she had told me, don't worry, baby. I'm going to tip you good tonight. So I'm like, I'm in between leaving and not leaving because, being around the situation isn't really something that makes me uncomfortable because I'm from the hood. But, B, I was like, man, what if this dumb broad gets me caught up and I'm the Uber driver that's transporting drugs or whatever? So she comes in the vehicle, and when she comes in, I'm like, whoa. I was like, ma'am, that is very loud. And she was like, what, baby? What is it? And I was like, I know what it is, but it is way too loud. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was like 11:30 at night, by the way. I just had to get to some sleep. I'm like, all right, I understand. So I started talking to her about it. I'm like, look, I don't care. I'm going to make a little bit of money. This is all extra for me. Look, you need to be careful. Somebody else might call the cops. She's like, you know what? I never even thought about that. I've been doing this for years. Oh, man. And as always, bang, bang, niner game.
I knew you'd say it. I wouldn't want to be an Uber driver that drove to crack
houses. No, I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't want to be known for that.
No.
And she should have given Julian 5 stars for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you are willing and knowingly taking somebody around a crack house and in, you know, you should definitely give that person at least five. You should give them 5 stars and a tip, at least $1.
Yeah. Oh, no. Julian, you should have got at least $2 or $3. There's no question.
But
about
like,
that.
What was I going to say? Sometime, like I was going to pull up this Uber now. It still gives me a chance to tip whoever the last driver. Sometime my wife will take it. I got my son hooked up on my same Uber. So it'll give you a chance to see. I can add a tip for Matt. I don't even know who Matt is.
Yeah.
I'll give Matt 5 stars. There you go, buddy. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me make sure. Alec hadn't screwed my rating up. No, I'm 4 now.
Okay.
You know, Nicole screwed my rating up.
Yeah.
When it's your, yeah, at your wife's, I mean, it's your daughter's wedding in New Orleans. My wife had a little something, you knew at the wedding. Yeah. She had a couple pops, couple 6 or 7. Then we went to the casino and I was doing great. And she goes, I got to go. And for my wife who likes to be like the last one way too late I got to get going. I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
color these up, please. And it was good because I had won on the blackjack table and I had to go. So I wasn't able to I guess I win money. But then I had to go cash those in, get my actual cash. We get there, get an Uber. We don't have a long drive to the car. And she goes, I said, you need to pull over. Sir, pull over. He pulls over. She throws up outside of the Uber, right? Which is what you're supposed to do. Nothing got inside the Uber. The Uber was fine. He still popped me.
He dinged you?
Yeah, he still dinged me. I was like, sorry, sir. He gave us a plastic bag. But I think the fear, I think the stress and anxiety he had of somebody throwing up in his car is what got me. And he dinged my Uber. Mm-hmm. I went from like a 491 down to like a 479. And I had to build my rating up. I have to rebuild it. And to this day, I tell her, don't screw my ratings up anymore.
No more.
Ever.
817 ESPN 97.5. You screwed
up. I'm flawless. I'm flawless in my ratings.
You screwed up our clock. A clock. There's no question about that. Right now, though, I'm talking about Aqueduct Plumbing, who they don't screw up anything. They are awesome. I'm really a big fan of Billy Brown and Mary and everybody over there over at Aqueduct Plumbing. Henry, he's come to our house a couple of times, and he's just spectacular. But no matter which one, I've had 3 or 4 of the guys over, and they're all really knowledgeable. They're all excellent. They're all going to give you they're going to come to your house absolutely free. A lot of plumbers are going to charge you just to come to the house. But it doesn't matter what your problem is. And maybe it's not a problem. you're going to have some signs. If you hear noises when you turn the faucet on, if it's a slow drip, if it's not coming out really well, you've got issues. If your hot water isn't coming on, have you cleaned your water tanks lately? Have you gotten all of the stuff off out of your water tanks, because you need to clean them about every year or so. You need a guy to come and clean them. We hadn't done it ever. So when he came and he cleaned it out, it was like a huge difference. You're looking for the plumber that's going to take care of you every single time? It's Aqueduct Plumbing.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company is, they were out there for a small job, and they were out there for a huge job. And that's the thing with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. I don't want you to skimp on just because you hear me talking about repiping and John talking about this major deal in his house. We just want you to know that they can do that. But they also do leaky faucets. They also do, you got the drips that you can't stop from your shower, and it happens every 8 months or something like that to you. Well, it's a fixable solution, and our friends at Aqueduct Plumbing Company are going to do that for you. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com and look at all their services. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Make sure you give them a call at this number, 281-488-6238.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Partially functional. Half of me is comfortable. The other half is close to the cliff like Mrs. Huxtable. These boys got them hostess and clips. They pack like Lunchables, like white.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's get back to this number one overall pick. So, Daniel Jeremiah on his podcast. Is this Move the Sticks?
Yeah, no. So, he does this every year. Mike Mayock started it. Now, DJ's in Mike's place. And he does a conference call every year where people can call in from their markets and ask him questions about their teams and
media people?
And players. Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, media people. And so I got the number for Joe George, who's here at the station, and Joe got it recorded. And so DJ was asking a bunch of questions, including questions that I think are pertinent, obviously, for Texans fans. And right. I think the first one is the one that you and I talk about the most, and it's the most discussed topic. It's about the size of Bryce Young. And Daniel Jeremiah was asked about, you know, the size and the concern about Bryce Young's size.
Look, it's still going to be a concern. I think you're always going to be, you know, a little bit nervous just about the durability because of the frame. But, you know, last I was told, as of yesterday, he was right around 200 pounds. So I think he's getting close to 200 pounds. I think he'll probably show up at the combine and be 200 pounds. So I know some of the rumors are out there that he's going to be 180 pounds. That's not, you know, he's not going to be that. We'll see how tall he is. But, you know, he's got such good awareness and feel. I think he'll be able to protect himself because of that. He's, you know, in terms of the ability, it's all there. I mean, every type of throw you want to make, he can drive it. He can layer the ball. He can make plays on schedule, off schedule. The talent is exceptional. You know, you talk to people that have been at Alabama for a long time, and they'll say, you know, well, we'll see how it translates, but this is the best football player that we've been around. Like, he is outstanding. So you're going to have to take a risk with any of these quarterbacks. It's just a different type of risk. You know, some might be, oh, they're going to continue to develop. The accuracy is going to improve, or the instincts are going to get better. With Bryce, you know, the gamble is just the durability. Is he going to be able to physically hold up? And, you know, that's the gamble I would take.
That's a big gamble, though. That's the big gamble. I mean, we're seeing it with Tua right now. Tua is a concussion thing, so that's a problem. But, you know, if he can't, if he's not available, then it's not going to be any good.
But
now,
one thing he
was available
about,
at Alabama.
Yeah,
and he played against big competition.
And he talked about the fact that one thing is, there is such a thing as protecting yourself, being able to, yeah. And he can elude people inside the pocket, outside the pocket. One of the things you see with him is he's smart inside the pocket. He's got good pocket mobility. Doesn't get sacked a whole lot, good outside the pocket. It's just when they get him, if there's a good solid shot, he's more likely to be injured than a big quarterback. That's just, you know, that's just the case. So you don't want him taking a whole lot of big shots. Now, let's say Bryce Young gets drafted first and the Texans are going to consider C.J. Stroud at number two. What are the differences between Young and Stroud? How do you see them, Daniel?
I have Bryce Young. I like Bryce Young better on the tape. But I think C.J. Stroud's a really good player. And if the price, if you're not comfortable with that price to go up, you know, to get to that number one pick, staying where they are and getting C.J. Stroud, I'd feel just fine about that. I think he's just a pure thrower. You know, the big question with him, it's been talked about, was, okay, not a lot of off schedule, not a lot of playmaking, but then all of a sudden you see the semifinal game and you're like, dude, where's this been? He showed you he has that ability, and the old scouting adage is, if you can do it once, you can do it. So, you know, he does have that ability. Now, I think Bryce is just he's a little bit more of a playmaker to me consistently when you watch him. I just love his instincts and feel, his ability to maneuver within the pocket, I think is better. So I think Bryce Young is a better player. But I would not be totally bummed if you sat there at two and ended up with CJ Stroud.
And it shouldn't be, but the agent is an issue here. The agent is an issue here.
You think so?
I do. I think it'll give you pause. It will give you pause because of what happened with Deshaun. I don't think there's any question. Listen,
it's going to be in their mind.
They can't be excited about if they like CJ Stroud. If they feel like, and they may, who knows how, you know, we haven't seen it, but maybe they feel like, hey, CJ Stroud is bigger, stronger. We love the throws that he makes downfield. I mean, there's things that you could like more about CJ Stroud than you could Bryce Young.
Yeah, sure, you could. And here's the concern if you're the Texans. There's two primary concerns. Is the agent going to create some kind of thing where CJ Stroud decides he's going to sit out until you trade him, do that whole NBA thing? Or how hard is it going to be to get a second deal done? I think anybody who has a quarterback, it's going to be tough to get a second deal done now. I just think it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, who the agent is. The price is being set. If Lamar Jackson wins out and gets the guaranteed money he's looking for, then it's going to become extremely difficult for the misses now for quarterbacks are going to be substantial. It's going to really hurt teams. So teams are going to have to, I don't know, it's going to change the game for second contracts. Unless, you know, because the Kyler Murray thing should have been, well, you get a second contract, but you're not as good as these guys, so we're going to slot you way down the list of what your guaranteed money is. It would still be in a $30 million range, high 20s, but that's not really how it's working so far. So I do think that they would draft. I don't think that they would not draft a player based on the agent. I don't think that. But I do think who the agent is becomes an issue the further along the contract gets, potentially. Now, Daniel Jeremiah believes that the Colts need to trade up more than the Texans do.
I think if you're the Colts right now, they've been on this veteran carousel, as you know, for so long. They've got to get off of it. So if you have conviction of who that guy is, I think where their position is an organization, I think it makes sense for them to be maybe more aggressive than Houston would be. If you have that conviction, just go up there and get them. You know, there's a lot that can happen. You know, you might have one that you love, one that you really like, and then it drops off. And nobody knows what order that's in. But I would not be comfortable. I would not be sleeping well at night if I was just going to sit and hold tight there at number four.
Well, he's got to do something because Ballard needs. I mean, he's tried with the, you know, the has-beens, the washed-ups, the cast-offs. He's got. I think he's right. Ballard's got to do something. Got to do something drastic.
Yeah. Well, that's a. But even if you do something drastic, they're still rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So you need to get
that buys you time.
Well, it does, but you also need to get the guy that gives you the best chance to win. Probably now. Like, you know, the guy that would make a lot of sense for them if they traded back would be Anthony Richardson. Traits. There's talk about whether or not the Colts would trade. I didn't even think about this. Jonathan Taylor before a second contract. Because second contracts don't work out great. Taylor's coming off a not great year, too.
No, it wasn't good.
So, would the Colts deal Jonathan Taylor and just go find a running back? Well, if you did, you can get a first for Jonathan Taylor, I think.
Yeah.
I think you can get a first, especially if you trade him to the right team, maybe the Eagles for one of theirs, and you let the Eagles try to super team it with a running back because there's already talk about the Eagles wanting to get a running back. I mean, hey, Eagles, we'll take your first-round pick and give you Jonathan Taylor. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do that deal. Quickly, before we break, what are the Texans and Bears? What would the Texans and Bears trade? Look, we've speculated plenty. Here's what Daniel Jeremiah thinks of a Texans-Bears trade.
If you're just going to go back to pick number two, you're going to get the second pick, the 33rd pick in next year's two. That would be the trade you'd have there with the Texans.
So 2 seconds.
Second pick in next year's second round?
Second, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, in next year's two, yeah. Not this year's two. I think you'd get this year's two.
I think you probably get this year's.
I think you get this year's two. But yeah. That's the going rate. That's the normal price would be you're going to get a second rounder. That's a lot. That's a lot to move up one space and still get the guy you want. That's why everyone knows that's the price. This is my thing. That's the price. So if a team comes in and says, okay, we'll give you our first this year, our second next year, and our third this year. Now all of a sudden, if you're the Texans, you got to come back with more. So I'm wondering if it turns into, and if number, God forbid, they trade outside the top four, go to seven or whatever, to the Raiders at seven, because a wild card could be that the Panthers decide to trade a player.
I think Poles would want capital this year, not futures.
Yeah, well, I think it's both. I mean, he knows,
you could get the Raiders second this year and their first next year. Maybe if there are still desirable players at seven, I could see that.
What if you asked for Max Crosby? No pick. You said we'll flip flop with you and take Max Crosby.
That would be nice.
They have money.
Yeah.
We'll go get a pass rusher right now.
And Josh Jacobs.
We'll go get, yeah, why not?
Why not? Why not push? Jacobs is probably.
Why not push? But you could say we'll take Max Crosby, and then with the seventh, because now we got our pass rusher. Now with the seventh
pick.
They don't
have Josh Jacobs because he's a free agent.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right. They didn't pick up.
Yeah, they didn't pick up the fifth year.
So, no, you can't franchise if you don't pick up the fifth year.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So, yeah. So, if you, that's part of the reason a lot of teams will pick up the fifth year so that they have franchise rights. But, yeah, you could say, okay, if we're going to move to seven, we're not going to get a pass rusher we want, so we'll take Max Crosby. So you want to move up here, we'll take Max Crosby, and then at seven, we'll just go best player available. We'll go Peter Skoronski on the offensive line. We'll go, you know, we'll take another cornerback, although they're decent at corner. We'll go with, you know, whoever it is. Or we'll let somebody draft quarterback here at number seven also, and we'll move back again.
Yep. All right, 703-780-3776. If you want to get in here, anything you want to talk about, Will wants to talk about the Astros, Roger wants to talk about these picks and the Rockets. We'll do all that on the other side. Right now, I'm talking about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, whatever your issue is, and you have an issue. And you know what? It sucks to have an issue. It sucks that you need a lawyer. It does. It just does. Sorry, Morley Law Firm, but it does. When you need a lawyer, that means that something's wrong. Either you've been wronged, and listen, the lawyer can help you right it, so that's awfully nice. Or someone has wronged you. You've been in an accident. You've got a medical malpractice. You've got a legal malpractice. You've got an insurance company that's not paying you. Whatever it is, something bad happened to you, and you need to right that ship. Well, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. With all the experience of all the different things, it's unbelievable how many different things the Morley Law Firm can handle and takes care of and has experience in. Like I've said this a bunch of times, just don't go to any law firm because you have an immigration problem. Does that law firm handle immigration issues? If they don't have any way to resolve your issue. The Morley Law Firm does this every day. They've got an immigration department. So if you have someone that is having immigration problems, go to the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. Se habla Espanol. 713-839-9955 or morleylaw.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
5 now or generalsteelinfo.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We try to get... So my wife's going to... This year, we're hoping she finally gets to run the Berlin Marathon. You know, she's been going through QC Kinetics, and we're hoping she's able to run. She's been running a little bit. And the QC Kinetics is real, by the way. Not just telling you that, but so this restaurant is considered, I'd have to really save up on this one, but it's considered one of the best, it's considered the best restaurant in the world year in, year out, whether it is or not, you know, it's called Noma. It's in, I think, Denmark. And they said they're going to close. Like, okay, we're going to close in late September. We're shutting our doors or whatever, and we're done as a restaurant.
And, why, when you're the number one restaurant in the world?
You just want to do, you know, they sell out all the time. So they said, we're going to release.
That must be boring to, like, get all that money coming in.
I know. So they said, we're going to release. It's expensive to go.
Yeah.
And obviously. And they said, we're going to release new reservations for all this time. We're releasing reservations. So you have to get on our newsletter list, and we will send you a link. And it starts at 8 o'clock Central, for example, whatever time their time. So my wife said, okay, at first she goes, oh my gosh, I got a link, or I got an email the other day. She goes, I got an email. We're going to have a link sent to us, and we can just sign up for Noma. How would you like to go to Noma? I'm like, what? Yeah. And she goes, yeah, we're just going to be in an email. We should be able to get this. I went, wait a minute. This is going to be going out to people around the world. Everyone knows they're closing. People around the world are going to go to this. I said, this is a super long shot. And so I thought, okay, it'll be like you get on and you race to do it as fast as you can at 8 o'clock, you know, to sign up for a spot. My wife said by the time she got on, it was already sold. Like, all these spots, there was like 350 spots. They had already sold out because she got the link.
Better close that business.
She got the link 3 minutes later than everyone because they sent the newsletter out at a certain time. Basically, they said we gave priority to people who had reservations canceled during COVID. Oh. And then it was just, you know, who knows, probably the same people who buy up tickets for their bots that buy tickets or whatever for concerts, like Taylor Swift tickets, probably did the same thing with Noma. Who knows? But I'm kind of happy because now I have to pay all that money.
What's a meal going to cost there?
Oh.
$800, $900, $1,000 or more?
Probably for two people, probably that much. Probably, I mean, I have to save. And that would just be one of those things where you're like, I did it. And you'll probably leave there thinking, oh, man. I've gone to French Laundry before,
my wife loves
really good.
March and
yeah. Have you gone to March yet?
Yeah.
How'd you think?
Really
what'd
good.
You think?
Really good.
March is great.
Really good.
But they
like money there.
Let me tell you something. Well, March is exactly what it's like to go to one of those places in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like Grace. We went to this place, Grace, which is an incredible meal. But yeah, and March is fantastic.
Yeah.
And March here in Houston gives you the same experience that you could get in a restaurant, like in a high-end 3-star Michelin restaurant. It's actually here in Houston above Rosie Cannonball.
Yep. No, it's really good.
They do it. And how about you sit in that little thing and they give you your vermouth that you drink and they give you the snacks? No, it's really well done at March. But like you said, it's an occasion restaurant now.
No.
It ain't one of those things like, hey, you guys want to get together and go to March?
Now, she could go every night. For me, once was enough. That was good.
No, your money's the same.
Yeah,
you're in the same family.
Yeah, no, we're not.
You money. Know what? I've known that.
She got her money. And
I'll never forget. We were at 6:10 and I was in the studio with you and you're like, no, this is what? It's because of you, not because of me. Our bank account should be this. Okay, well, let's split our monies up. And at that time, I thought, look at you go. You go, John. This is going to work out great for you. Tell her, your money's your money. And now you're like, I
should
have rushed into that one.
That was a...
Hey, let's combine.
Knee jerk.
I mean, it seemed at the time you were making a good call.
Yeah, it wasn't a good call at all. Not in the long run.
No, in the long run, it hurt you.
I sold short, way short.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I got out of this Apple stock at $65. Huh, look how much money I made. I bought in at 36. I got out at 63.
I tried to watch the Cougs game on Saturday.
Yeah?
It's unwatchable because they kick everybody's ass. It's just, I mean.
I like
the only
that, though.
I do, too, because it's just so dominant. But it's like I can't wait till they get to the Big 12 next year. It is going to be now. It's going to be without Walker and Sasser and Mark and probably maybe a couple other guys. I don't know, Juwan Roberts and I don't know Chaney, but they're just so much better than everybody. It's just East Carolina was they couldn't make a layup. Because of they contest everything. I think they had like 12 points with 3 minutes to go in a half.
Yeah.
It was just so – I mean, it's just – I feel bad for the other teams. I mean, they've got good players. They won – like, I think East Carolina came in like 14-13 on the season. They looked like they were a two-win team.
Yeah. Well, Houston put so much
that's
pressure
what they
on
do.
You. But that's what happens when you have a really good defensive team. Yeah. Look, this is what Houston is. They will strangle the life out of a mentally weak team that doesn't handle the ball well and can't rebound. You will get obliterated by the Cougars. But if you've got a team that can shoot from three, you know, you can, and you have some veteran, and you have a veteran backcourt, you got a shot because Houston could go into a shooting funk at any time.
Yes.
You could get hot. I watched it with Cincinnati. You can get hot, you know, from three like they did in the first half, and you got a shot. Houston is eventual, though.
A little scary. Marcus Sasser went down with an ankle and then came back, but that was a little scary. I'll tell you what. We're going to catch up on breaks, and we'll get all these guys in on the other side. We promise none of our shenanigans. We will get you all in, 713-780-3776. But first, you got to talk about your patio.
Well, Texas Custom Patios, so today is patio cleaning day. I'm all done with my combine guys, so I got some time now. I'm writing up two or three extra players a day, and then I got some time for my own, so I get back out there and play my disc golf. I'm excited about that, but you know what else I'm excited about? More patio time. So what I've got to do now is I've got to spray down. I'm going to go get my patio cleaned up, go do a lot of power washing. I'm going to clean out the, you know, get my furniture, wash the furniture, do the, because it's patio time. I mean, and it's been patio time. We've been out there, but it's just time to tighten it up. And when you have your patio set up the way you like it, your ability to go outside and enjoy your evening is second to none. The ability to sit down and have a drink and watch television and have your sound system up in the ceiling and or listen to music or just spend time with your friends, having a beer, having a cocktail, barbecuing with the friends over at your outdoor kitchen that you've had built in your outdoor living space. It just adds so much to your life. And we work and work and work. What do we work for? You gotta work to live, not just live to work. So working to live means getting something of your own that can truly improve your life. And an outdoor living space, an outdoor kitchen, a swimming pool from Texas Custom Patios, that's going to do just that, I promise you. Live your life to the fullest and start doing it by making your house a home. TexasCustomPatios.com. Look at the website, TexasCustomPatios.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 849 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Will has been waiting the longest. Let's get him in here. He wants to talk about the Astros. Hey, Will. Will, are you there? Oh, man. Will.
Will.
Will. All right, well, it's our phones, it's us, it's not them.
So now our phones don't work.
Don't work? No good. Okay.
Reset, I guess.
Sorry about that, boys. Y'all waited that long.
Take out, listen, RJ.
This is the first time we've ever had a technical
difficulty. Yeah, this doesn't usually happen where we have technical difficulties.
So this is the first. Y'all have to give us a little leeway.
Just keep listening on your crisp, clear reception.
He's going to the back.
RJ, what you do is here, turn it off. Now take out the cartridge. And what you do this,
no
go.
Cartridge.
And then put it back in.
You think you got it?
It back into the phone. Just unplug a button.
Let's see. Will, are you there?
Unplug the cord. Will?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you had to blow into the cartridge.
Yeah, I heard the click over. So I was like, okay, I figured this is. This is better. hey, John, did you go to the game last night, the Roughnecks?
I did. I watched it, though.
Oh, no, it was fantastic. Yeah, the weather definitely held up, so it wasn't too chilly. You know, nice little breeze.
Well, it was a nice night last night. Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Very nice. Great crowd. I think people start trickling in a little bit after the game. You know, when game kicked off, it was a little sparse down in Lower Bowl. But I think something had to do with just the rodeo and maybe people – frankly, forgetting that it got flexed over to Sunday night. But great time. So, yeah, I've been kind of reading up on this whole regional sports thing, AT&T Sportsnet, and I kind of caught the back end of when y'all were talking about that at the top of the hour. But how would that affect the current configuration. So the teams would have to buy back their rights, and then, so for example, I have Xfinity, right? So I would still get access to that, or how would that work out?
Yeah, well, that's all up in the air, but unless they go to total streaming, unless they go to
you
Hulu
should be okay.
Or Prime or somewhere, and they're going to do an exclusive, you should be okay this year. We think that it'll be some kind of norm. There'll be some normality to it. I don't know, though.
It's the team now has the broadcast. The
they
team
don't have
is
to buy it back. They'll be giving it back.
Yeah, it's given back.
Yeah.
But they don't get any money back, so they're not giving any extra money. So I think that you will. It's supposed to be, like I said, I recommend Ben DuBose had a really good article about the complexities of it. But what he says is it should be business as usual. You won't see anything. There should not be a disruption. You should continue to keep seeing it. It's just the issue is going to be on the team side. But I would tell you this. If the team side is always about making money. So if something comes up where the team sides can make money, it may alter the way you watch this. They may change the process.
So that $60 million or whatever it was in that neighborhood that the Astros are going to get for their rights probably goes down now. Now, mm-hmm. If somebody else picks it up, because there are regional sports networks all over. Like you see, this AT&T Sportsnet also has Colorado in it. It has Pittsburgh in it. The Pirates in it. It's got the Avalanche in it. It's got the Astros and the Rockets in it. So it's a giant, it's a network, right? So there are other regional sports networks that might pick it up, but they're going to do it on pennies on the dollar. Listen, you guys are stuck. You've got a month. It's not profitable. We see that. AT&T Sportsnet was going bankrupt with running your stuff.
Yeah.
So we ain't giving you that $60 million each, Rockets and Astros, that they were giving you. We're going to give you a hell of a lot less because we can see that it's not you got to take it. You just got, if you want to have your games on the air, the Astros went and Rockets both went through a time. Well, the Astros went through the time without any games on the air. It's a killer. It's a killer.
You can't do that.
And especially as popular as this team is.
Well, that's why it's simply not like the Astros. It simply would never happen. At that time, it was a
but Jim Crane's gonna have to take less than he's used to taking.
Right, but that was a problem with getting them on. Like they couldn't get Root Sports on or whatever it was. It was before it was Root Sports. They couldn't get it on the satellite companies, and they had an issue with that whole thing. This is going to be about how do we? We're not being paid for our, like when 610. So I'll tell you how this went down. 610 bought the Texans rights when John and I were there in 2001 and. So they had them from 2002 until about 2012. It was like a 10-year deal. And then once it was – and they gave a bunch of money. Well, 610 did not see the money coming back. Like they did not get the value back. And so they weren't going to give the same offer anymore to the Texans. So the Texans started chopping. And I had just gone over to 790. They were over there schmoozing with 790. And they were trying to, but the boss over there said, no, we ain't doing, you know, this guy knows about money. He goes, no, this is a terrible deal. They're trying to use us.
Yeah.
And there was talk about them going to 790, but 790 wouldn't give them the money that they wanted. And 610, unbeknownst to 610, 610 panicked and said,
we'll give you the whole station.
I think it was to the Texans' credit, Jamie Reach's credit. He pushed 610 and said, okay, we want to own the programming that we're on. We want it to be called Texans Radio, and we get all the advertising revenue. It'll broadcast on your air. So when you hear Mark Vandermeer and John Harris and those guys on their own shows, that's owned by the Texans.
Yeah.
The Texans, to this day, basically own a
took
chunk of
that's
the advertising.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. The Texans took it all in-house. But, you know, it's the risk.
More teams have done it, though.
It's a risk. You got to sell that advertising, though. But they did. They probably don't have – listen, it's a lot harder. The 610 was paying them the rights fees every year. That deal
was $7 million a year.
$70 million deal. Yeah. It was a $70 million deal. $7 million a year. You got to work really, really hard to make that $7 million. They were just they took the check every year, and now 610's got to go out and sell it and pay the broadcasters.
But they got a sales staff.
Now the Texans have all of that and on their plate. They probably ain't making that same $7 million.
At one point, they were making more.
Maybe.
But what they were doing, so what I heard is that they were going and basically
This but it's a lot more work.
The Texans radio was stealing clients from 610 sales staff, and they were pissed. Like, hey, dude, you're going to our jewelry companies and basically stealing them. And they're going to them like, hey, you can stay on 610 if you want, but you can still be on 610 with us and do Texans radio. And it was going good for them for a while. But when the Texans got bad, this is why they're desperate right now. They're losing money. They lose advertisers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it really hits them hard. So now they're, now what were y'all saying? We should do different helmets? What else? Different colors? Now all of a sudden they care what the fans have to say. No, we care about the fans. You didn't care. When everything was going good, they didn't care about the fans
nothing,
at all.
Nothing. All right, let's get Roger in here. He's been waiting. He wants to get on the air. Hey, Roger.
Hi, how's it going? How's it going, guys?
Good.
Unfortunately, I want to apologize for the huge monumental mess up on Friday on my dock when I had a big case of Murphy's Law that just hit me right before you guys hit the air with me. I was waiting, and then and during my wait time, it was nice and calm, no problem. And then all of a sudden, boom, my guy's coming at me with half the delivery messed up. I got vendors with no POs. I got my boss coming out with a revised freaking ticket.
You're good. Been no worries.
My desk right to the guys left. It was a big, big, big mess up. Anyway,
yeah, you're good.
No worries. So no worries.
Do you have time for recreation, or can I just get to my take? Anyway, I'll just get to my take.
Yeah.
I know you guys are time sensitive as well. So in the case with Fertitta getting a it looks like they're getting steam with trying to buy an NFL franchise. My question to you guys, and I'll take the response on the radio. Do you think he ever hit Kyle McNair with an offer for his team? Because that would make the most sense. I mean, buying the Commanders, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, first of all, he hasn't really done anything with the Rockets as of yet, but that doesn't mean that he won't, and that he won't become a success. Because for the most part, the Texans have been just a mediocre team just from the onset.
Yeah.
And with the pitch clock, I mean, is that going to be a real thing, start of the regular season, or is that going to be level off a little bit? Because it seems like they're just really hunkering down on that stuff, and it's kind of like bothering. I don't know how our guys are gonna take to that and how baseball in general is going to be as far as a watchable thing.
Well, to answer your questions, Roger. Thanks, appreciate it, buddy. First, Tillman has offered $5.5 billion for the Commanders,
so that's
Daniel Snyder says isn't enough. Now he's not selling to Bezos. Bezos would get him the most money, but Bezos owns the Washington Post, and they have been destroying the Commanders. And Daniel Snyder hates Bezos, so he ain't selling it to Bezos. He thinks $5.5 billion ain't enough.
Tillman paid $2 billion for the Rockets.
And five, well,
I would say foot, but you think
knows,
about this.
Tillman knows business. $5.5 billion ain't too much to spend on him.
No.
What did the Broncos go for? 4.6?
Something
I think
like that,
4.6.
Yeah.
That's the most of any franchise
and
ever.
You're assuming that the rate is going to continue to go up. And
well, the Commanders are one of the highest rated teams in the NFL. Most valued teams in the NFL, right? So $5.5 billion ain't enough for him, for Daniel Snyder. I didn't know Tillman's. I mean, to be able to do that, of course, he's got all this casino leverage and everything else, but you still got to come up with cash. So he had to come up with 1.1 just to buy the Rockets. Oh, no, 70%, right? I think it was 70%.
That's a tremendous amount of money,
Of cash.
Yeah.
Anyway, for him to be able to do that, holy crap, he's way bigger than I thought. But he's, you know what? I don't think he wants to sell it to Tillman. I don't think he's not giving it up for $5.5 billion. It would be interesting. Here's the thing about that, and you ask, why doesn't he just buy the Texans? The team's got to be for sale. Cal ain't selling that. What's Cal going to do? And what's Cal going to do with $5 billion anyway? What's he going to do? I mean, he's got nothing to do. Cal wants to be – he wants to throw up his H's all the time around the city, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think Cal likes owning the team, despite the fact that everybody really doesn't like Cal all that much.
Yeah, I think Cal does. And I don't know if Tillman wants to own. I'm sure he actually wouldn't mind owning two teams in the city of Houston.
Well, that'd be great.
Why would you not? What's the? But I'm not. I really don't think the McNairs want to sell.
No,
I just don't.
It's got to be for sale. Maybe $5 billion is that changes.
Personally, I wouldn't mind having three different owners for three different teams. Not that it's a checks and balances. It's just, I just think if everyone started turning on Tillman, the owner, because of the Rockets, that has an impact on the Texans, like their thoughts on the Texans too. I just think it's for the health of the organizations in the city. I think having three different ownerships, not to mention if there was a financial struggle for Tillman as owner of one team, then it could have the impact on the money he would spend on another team. You know, it's just not that he's going to have. I mean, we did see it during COVID, obviously.
Listen,
but
even with
didn't?
COVID, he made money. They all made money. I mean, NBA and it's bulletproof. It's bulletproof. They're making money. Even during COVID, they were okay. They were just fine. 901 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And as far as the pitch clock, guess what? Get used to it, Roger. It's happening.
Chance that there'll be changes?
Pardon me?
No chance there will be changes, you think?
They might change. They might add a little bit of time, but they're
this
not
year?
Changing.
But this year, would it be next year where they have to wait?
Maybe they'd wait till next year. Maybe. Oh. Unless there's such a pushback, unless it's so drastic that they go, wait a minute, we need an emergency change. Make it 5 seconds longer, whatever the case may be. All right, 902 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There's a lot of stuff going on with LIV Golf. We'll get to it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.